I'm Arzu. Welcome to Mosaic. I'm going to talk to you about one of the essential steps in life and business today. You know, there are times when we feel like we are in a slump or maybe wondering, you know, the days going by and you know, everything happening in your life, your life is too busy and you're like, what the heck is the point? We are today going to dive into the one thing that really changes everything, and that is your why. So in this episode, what I really would like to hone in and piece together is the big and the small moments that make up a life and a business that you love. And when your why, you have that, it becomes the glue that holds all these pieces together. So your why is your compass, right? This is like your deep personal reason that fuels everything that you do. It's what gets you up out of the bed on the hard days and keeps you going when challenges arise, right? Even if you have been through challenges, life is good right now. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Things will come up, right? There will be challenges. But once you have your why, that will keep you going when the challenges are there. So like, think of businesses like Tesla. Their why isn't just to sell cars, right? Their vision and their why is to create a sustainable future. So whatever they do, whether it is selling cars, going to Mars, creating these Starlink. Yes, they're building a profitable business, but their why is to create a sustainable environment. So your why doesn't have to be super duper grand, but it does need to be authentic and meaningful to you. Because without that clear why, it really is super easy to get distracted or give up when things get tough. But when you're connected to that purpose, it somewhat becomes your anchor, right? So when I first started my journey in business, I thought success meant hitting financial goals. But I quickly realized that just wasn't a good enough why. My real why was really helping others to design a life and a business that really aligns with their own core values. And once I started to embrace that vision, it really gave my work more meaning. And when I embrace that more and more, everything shifts. So leading with impact and creating freedom and living with integrity is much more important to me, right? But to get there, I had to dig deep. I had to take the time to ask that agonizing why question, not one time, not two times, really many, many times. Because in my personal life, I have experienced moments in my life where I felt trapped, like by my own limitations, right? Whether it's external circumstances, I put too much weight in societal expectations and created like self-doubt. And sometimes, I wasn't even aware that I had these limitations, right? But when I broke free from some of these expectations and limited thinking, I felt more empowered and more alive and aligned with my true purpose. So it's important to me that helping others see their limitless potential, it is really stemming from wanting them to experience the same freedom and empowerment that I have experienced, right? So I've seen what was possible, and when people believe in themselves, and I want to really unlock that for others. But I could just stay there, right? I have asked the question why question one time and I'm done. No. So then why is it important to me that I want others to experience freedom and empowerment and belief in themselves, in their lives, right? Well, for one, I didn't have it, right? I know that what it feels like. But I also know that when people embrace their potential, they really not only transform their own lives, but also positively impact their families, their communities, and even the world. So it's somewhat like a ripple effect. When one person living fully to their potential, inspiring countless others to do the same. So on a personal level, I do feel a responsibility to share my knowledge, because I've learned that life is just too short. I mean, life is too short to settle for less when you're capable of more. Right? Well, I can stay there, right? But then I have to ask why. Like, let's go a little bit deeper. Why do I feel a responsibility to guide others, right? Why should it even be me? Well, again, it goes back to my own personal life story. Maybe looking back, I feel that there were many moments when I've wished someone helped me see my own potential and really guided me through my own difficult times. And that's also rooted in my core beliefs, right? I have a compassion for others. I want to be a service of others. And really, one of my core beliefs is wanting to leave the world better than I found it type mentality. And knowing that empowering others kind of is a meaningful way to do that for me, right? So let's go one more deeper level, right? So why does legacy, like meaning, matter? Well, deep down, when you think about it, we all have limited time on this earth. I mean, even though the world wants us to forget that, because it throws us so many distractions from so many different directions, doesn't it? There is the social media. There is that comparison game. There is the neighbors. There is the job. There is the business. There's all that stuff, right? The to-do lists, the shopping. But what is really reality is we have limited time on this earth, and we can't do it all. We have to pick and choose. We have to say no to some things so that we can pick the right ones that align with our deeper why. So I want my time here feel more grand, and that I've contributed something valuable and lasting by touching others in a way that maybe ripples out even after I'm gone. So let's just stop here for a minute, right? You can see, the more you ask the questions, why, the more deep core reasons emerge, and that you can uncover that North Star, and it really becomes your guide and your compass. So I've been trying to go through the exercise by applying it to my life so that it maybe gives you an example. But if we were to get some practical and maybe like a step-by-step guide for uncovering your why, what I will do is first ask yourself, right? Like, what lights you up? What are you doing when the time seems to just fly? Right? Just list those things down. Just start writing. It doesn't have to be pretty. Just keep writing, right? And then start, you know, once you do that list, and hopefully it's a lot of things on that list. Once you do that, just keep, put a star on the items that you feel really somewhat deeply connected to. Like it kind of does something to you when you read that sentence you put on that list, right? So put a star there. And, you know, I hope you're down to like maybe 2 to 3 items on that list. So then what you do is you start asking why. Why is that really super important to you? And don't stop asking why till you get teary-eyed. I mean, seriously, this is, 'cause that's really the reason why it gets you up at night. I mean, one of the things that maybe you're already doing great in the health department, right? Or maybe you have health goals, but why is it so important to you, right? Just keep asking why, keep asking why. Once you uncover that, I promise things will start changing, okay? But now that you hopefully uncover your why, I want you to take this one step further, okay? I don't want you to stop there. What I want you to do this year is to look at your everyday actions and then ask yourself, does this decision align with my purpose and why in life? If it doesn't, say no, right? If your health is a deep core belief that is super important to you for many reasons that you discovered and uncovered, make the choices count, right? Now, yes, life changes, your goals might change, your list might change, but really your deep core beliefs and your purpose and why can be fine-tuned, but it probably won't change, right? So I want you to dig that down, dig it deep, and keep going back to that North Star. So let me give you a few affirmations and we will quickly wrap up this episode. And so repeat after me. I am deeply connected to my purpose and it guides everything I do. Every decision I make brings me closer to a life I love. I have the courage to align my actions with my values. All right. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I hope I didn't ramble too much. But remember, your why is really the foundation of everything that you do. It's like your compass. It's your anchor and your North Star. And if you find value in this message, please subscribe to the podcast, first of all, and share it with someone who is searching for their own why. And as always, remember, every piece of your life matters. Let's create something extraordinary. I love you, and I'm out.